Welcome and thank you for continuing on this journey through Advent with us here at Columbine United Church. And so here we are on our first Monday of Advent. And the next four Mondays, we have the gift of sharing with you a poem from Mary Oliver that is kind of the feature of the devotion. So I'm calling this our Mary Oliver Mondays. So there is a focus, a word that are the traditional words of Advent, like hope and love and peace and joy. So there will be a word, a scripture, a poem, and some takeaways. These are put together by the SALT Collective that does online devotions, and so I want to give them credit as well. We've bought the rights and permissions for their devotions. But today, in this first Monday week of Advent, our word is hope. And so if you have a candle around you, we will eventually light five candles, but grab a candle and light it, and hear our scripture. Scripture today is from Luke chapter 21. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the child of humanity coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then Jesus told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things take place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and stand before the child of humanity. The poem for today that connects to these verses is a Mary Oliver poem titled Yes and No. I'm going to read it now. How necessary it is to have opinions. I think the spotted trout lilies are satisfied, standing a few inches above the earth. I think serenity is not something you just find in the world, like a plum tree, holding up its white petals. The violets along the river are opening their blue faces like small dark lanterns. The green mosses, being so many, are as good as brawny. How important it is to walk along, not in haste, but slowly, looking at everything and calling out, yes, no. The swan, for all of his pomp, his robes of grass and petals, wants only to be allowed to live on the nameless pond. The catbriar is without fault. The water thrushes down among the sloppy rocks are going crazy with happiness. Imagination is better than a sharp instrument. To pay attention, this is our endless and proper work. Yes, No, by Mary Oliver. As we dwell in the shadows during Advent, Jesus calls us to be on guard, to be alert at all times, for the kingdom of God is near. This is a season of deliberate mindfulness and insight, a time of remembering with Oliver to pay attention. This is our endless and proper work. Pay attention to what exactly? well, to the world around us, near and far, from violets to mosses, moments of mercy to slices of melon. Each one is a sign of God's coming near with what Oliver calls unimaginable glory. Be alert. Here's our prayer for today. God of light and hope, violets and mosses, mercy and melons, be with us in the shadows of despair, anxiety and grief. Give us eyes to see and hear the signs of your coming, reigning all around us. Sharpen our imaginations. Open our hearts. Fill us with your light and hope, so we may be lanterns of encouragement for others. Come, Jesus, come. Amen. You have a song for this week and a couple of daily practices. The song is, O Come, Emmanuel. And here's a couple of daily practices as a takeaway. One is light a candle of mindfulness and keep it close to you as you do dishes, eat a meal, read a book. Remember its light and its presence with you. Another idea is lift someone's spirits this week. Call or connect with a relative or a friend who lives far away and let them know how much you appreciate them and why. The last one is following Oliver's advice. Take a yes-no walk this week. Sharpening your attention, imagination, say yes to all the dark lanterns of beauty around you and say no to the temptations of apathy, self-absorption, inattention, distraction, and worry. Serenity, Oliver reminds us, isn't something we just find in the world. Rather, serenity is something we cultivate with care and mindfulness. Thanks for being with us today. We'll see you tomorrow.